This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Richard Pope with my wife, Pastor Lucy Pope, from the Word of Truth International Ministries Incorporated. We're so grateful that you decided to join us today, and we know the Lord has a blessing just for you.
But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life, and I got mountains to climb.
We just bless God for another day. We thank him that we're still alive and still in our right mind, and that we can break the bread of life. Because there's some people, if we called on today, if we called on them right now, they wouldn't answer us because they've already gone on. But we're still here, which means that we still have an opportunity. There's still a plan. God still has a plan and a purpose for our lives. You're still alive because there's a plan and a purpose. Even if you're not a believer, there's a plan and purpose for your life, but you just need to line up. You need to receive him as your Lord and Savior, and then he'll reveal to you the plan and purpose. There's an assignment on your life, because the Bible says that God so loved the world, that's everybody in the world, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe on him shall not perish. And for you to perish, that's to be absent from Jesus. That's eternal damnation for you to perish. But if you believe on him, you won't perish, but you'll have eternal life. That's why I said that eternal life starts when you receive him and you believe on him. When you receive him in your heart and you confess him with your mouth and you start to live for him, eternal life starts right then. So time is winding up. And you've been hearing that and hearing that and hearing that. But just look at the signs. Look at the writing on the wall. If you got any kind of brain in your head and look around, you know things are winding up. And the Lord is soon to crack the sky open, because things can't keep going like they're going. And everything is failing all around us. But Jesus will never fail. And he can't lie. And all these things are prophesied in his word. And they're manifesting. They're coming to fruition as we speak. So don't be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever you're sowing, that's what you're going to reap. So we need to wake up. We need to wake up this morning before it's too late. Wake up. Wake up. Because all this stuff around us, all the stuff that we're chasing on a day-to-day basis, we have to survive in this earth realm. We're in it, but we're not of it. We're citizens of heaven when we're born again. So everything around us is temporary. It's going to be dissolved. But what you can't see, the invisible, is eternal. The spiritual. And only what we do for Christ is going to last. So we need to be in him so we can live with him and be with him for eternity. Most gracious and eternal Father, we just come to you right now in the humblest manner we know how, Lord God. Father, we lay it all at the altar this morning. Lord, we know we've not done what you've asked us to do. Lord, please forgive us. Lord, give us the mind of Christ. Give us a heart to love like you've commanded us to love, and to be kind one to another. Lord God, we thank you. We thank you for your Holy Spirit dwelling on the inside of us, leading us and guiding us and teaching us, Lord. Oh, we just thank you right now, Lord, that your word go forth right now with power and simplicity, Lord, that the least of them will understand it, that the seed of your word will fall on the fertile soils of the hearts of your people and germinate, come to life, and bear much fruit. Lord, that they will give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, and men will see their good works and glorify you, God. Father, we ask a special blessing right now on those, Lord, that don't know you, Lord. Draw them by your Holy Spirit right now. As the words go forth, Lord, we take authority over the airway. We bind the hand of the enemy, that mind-binding spirit, that devil that would try to steal the seed of the word before it's able to fall on the fertile soils of the hearts of your people, Lord. We bind, we cancel his assignment right now in the name of Jesus. We bring it to naught because of the authority that Jesus has given us in his name. Lord, touch the bereaved families this morning, Lord God. Give them peace and comfort in these times. Give them the comfort of knowing that their loved ones are with you if they died in Christ, Lord God, and give them a wake-up call that they need to be in Christ, that they need to get their lives right, Lord, if they're not right, that they can spend eternity with you. They can be in right standing with the Father. Lord, we just thank you right now for the owners of this radio station, Lord God. Bless them, all the men and women of God, the technicians that come through, the owners, Lord, bless them. Continue to anoint them, Father God. Give them provision for the vision, Lord God. Strengthen them, Lord. The men and women who come through preaching and teaching and ministering, Lord God, touch them right now. Anoint, Father God. Continue to anoint. Pour out your healing virtue on them, Lord. Strengthen them, Lord God. Build them up where they're torn down. Prop them up where they're leaning, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, fill them with your Holy Spirit. Lead them by your, comfort them with your Spirit, Lord God. Oh, we just magnify you. We glorify you. We give you praise, honor, and glory, Lord God. Just touch this morning, Lord. Touch this morning. Just a touch from you, Lord. Just like the woman with the issue of blood for 12 long years, Lord. All we need is a touch, and everything will be made whole and cured. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We just thank God for another opportunity to be here to break the bread of life. And this morning we're looking at Romans 15. Romans 15, and I'm going to start at verse 1. And I'm going to read it from the King James, and then I'm going to expound a little bit from the Amplified and the Message. And it reads as thus: We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me. For whosoever things, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Jesus Christ. And I'm going to stop right there at verse 5. We who are strong in our convictions and of robust faith ought to bear with the failings and the frailties and the tender scruples of the weak. We ought to help carry the doubts and qualms of others and not to please ourselves. That's the Amplified. Who are strong in the faith, strong in the spiritual maturation. We are spiritually mature. And that don't mean in years, because you could have only been a believer for a short amount of time and be spiritually mature. It just depends on your hunger and the time that you spend with the Lord and your relationship, how you mature, how you meditate and you feed on this word. We are to bear the weakness and the infirmities. We're to bear that burden. not looking down on our brothers or sisters because they're not where we are. And we haven't arrived. Because we will be constantly learning and growing and maturing in the things of Christ, in the upbuilding of the kingdom, because we will never know it all. You can take one scripture and you can preach on that scripture for years and years, and every time God will give you more revelation in that scripture, because this word is alive. It's living. This is the living word of God. This is Jesus. It is alive. It is spirit and it is life. So we have to be spiritually mature, strong, robust in the faith, knowing that God has did it before and he will do it again. Just our track record alone. That's why it's so important that we share our testimonies. And our testimonies come from tests. So the trials and the tribulations we go through is building our testimony. And it's not about us. What we go through is not about us. It's about all those who will be going through similar situations and circumstances that we can reach back and strengthen with our testimonies, with our words of encouragement, with our words of wisdom, with our words of knowledge, with our words of understanding that we receive from the Father through his word that will encourage and strengthen them. So that's how we bear the infirmities and the weaknesses of those that are not as spiritually mature. Because what we've been through, when we share our testimony, will strengthen them. Because there was a time when I thought I wasn't going to make it. And I knew that it was a call on my life, but I was still living in the world. But God kept me through it all. He kept me. And I was raised in the church. But the church wasn't in me, because we are the church. But I would always pray, and the Lord kept me, and he brought me through some turbulent times. He brought me through some turbulent times when I could have lost my life. I could have lost my life. And the first thing we always holler, help me, Lord. Oh, my Jesus. God, help me. And he heard my cry. And he helped me. And he kept me for such a time as this. Because there was an assignment on my life to be able to tell someone that no matter what you're going through right now, Jesus is the answer. All you have to do is turn it over to him. And I promise you that he will change everything in your life. You can't have an encounter with Jesus and stay the same. Because once you receive him, rededicate your life to him, turn from your wicked ways and seek his face, seek his heart, not his hand, he will deliver you and set you free. And he will change everything in your life. You will never be the same. And when folk look at you, they'll know there's been a change. Just like when we go down in the water. When we go down in the water to be baptized, we're going down as Christ went down in the grave. We're identifying with the death bearer and the resurrection. We go down. We go down as sinners, and we come up as saints, born again believers, because that's just an outward expression of an inward change. So we're identifying with him, and so we have to be baptized in the Spirit the Holy Spirit has to baptize us with the fire, the all-consuming fire, so we can be spiritually mature and we can walk in the things of God. And that only comes when we have a relationship, when we surrender all to Him. We give it all to Him. And that's the only way we'll be able to reach back and bear the infirmities. Because we're spiritually strong now. We've matured. We've reached spiritual maturation. We've matured in the spirit. We haven't graduated, because we're still learning too. And we're still growing, because all the things we go through, it's only strengthening us in our faith and strengthening us in our love walk. Because when we think about it, the humility that Jesus walked in on this earth was for us. He demonstrated. He was an example that you can do it too. But you have to be in me. And I have to be in you. My spirit have to be in you to give you the strength to do it. Because it's not in your natural. It's supernatural. He put super on your natural when the Holy Spirit comes. The Spirit of God, think about that. The Spirit of God living down on the inside of you. That's how you become made in His image and after His likeness. Because He's in you. And we're striving to be like Jesus. That's the ultimate goal. We're striving to be like Jesus. And he was an example as He walked the earth, healing and opening blind eyes and just teaching and educating and imparting. So He did it. So we can do it. So we can bear the infirmities, because there are people all around us that are hurting. And we have to be an example for them. There's people that I'll be able to influence that you'll never be able to influence. And there's people that you'll be able to influence that I will never be able to influence. So this is the Great Commission. Go ye into all the nations and teach them and baptize them. Huh? This is what we're to do. Everyone, you don't have to have a title. But you got to share the good news of the gospel. Tell them about Jesus. So we can reach them before it's too late. Because time is winding up. And people are looking for answers. They're hurting. They're giving up. But Jesus is the answer to everything. There's nothing we go through. That's why He bared our infirmities. He bared our weaknesses, huh? He carried them all to the cross. We were weak and dead in our sins and trespasses. And Jesus carried them. He bared it on that cross. He's already paid the price. And there's a precious gift. But you have to receive the gift. It does you no good if you don't receive it and open it up and thank Him for it. Huh? Thank Him for it. It's precious, and it's just like time. It's precious. You can't buy time. Once it's gone, it's gone. And time is winding up. But we want to receive Jesus so we can live in eternity. We step out of time, so it makes no difference. But we're looking, we're watching, we're waiting, we're praying, and loving His appearing, because we're right. But if you're not right, He's coming like a thief in the night. So you got to be right. Just look around you. I don't listen to the news. I read the Bible. And it's all lining up. It's all lining up. All this stuff you're hearing about. Wars and rumors of wars and pestilence and diseases and famine and earthquakes and weird weather patterns. And it's all lining up. So let each one of us make it a practice to please, make happy his neighbor. Because that's part of the first two great commandments. We're to love the Lord our God with all our heart, our mind, and our strength. And to love our neighbor as ourselves. We are commanded to do that. And your neighbor's just not the same one, the one next door to you that you can holler out to, but it's anyone you come across. And what better way to show love than to tell them about Jesus? Because like I said, souls are hanging in the balance, waiting on you to walk in your assignment. Souls are hanging in the balance. They're going to die and go to a burning hell because you didn't do what you were supposed to do. So that's why we have to be in Christ, so he can give us instruction. And this is the Bible. This is our manual. This is our constitution. This is it for us as Christians. This is our roadmap of how we get there. And how we lead them to Christ. Because at the end of the day, it's all about souls. Leading souls to Christ. Everything we do, equipping the body of Christ for the work of the ministry to upbuild and edify the kingdom of God. So that's leading souls to Christ. That's, at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. Everything we do is to advance the kingdom. And how do you advance the kingdom? You lead souls to Christ, because we can't save them, but Christ can. To edify him, to strengthen him, and build him up spiritually. That's what we're commanded to do. Love him as we love ourselves. Love God first. And to build our neighbor up, to edify him, to uplift him, to encourage him, to love him. Because that those are our brothers and sisters. As they come in, there's our brothers and sisters in Christ, our spiritual brothers and sisters. They're part of the kingdom when they receive Jesus. And what more glorious thing that you can hear Jesus say than, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." Huh? You've been faithful over a few things. Come on up into the master's joy, and I'm going to make you rule over many. So we have to lead folk to Christ. And when you lead somebody to Jesus Christ, you don't know how many people they're going to lead to Christ. It's like a domino effect. So all them going to be stones and precious stones in your crown, because you've led them to Jesus. And they've led thousands to Jesus. And somebody they led to Jesus has led millions to Jesus. And somebody they led billions to Jesus. So you don't know. You don't know. And it all starts with a simple conversation. Do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? You don't have to be educated. But our experience is the best teacher. That's why I say we overcome the evil one. The one who we're fighting until Jesus calls us home or he come back. We're going to be fighting him because he's been and can't go back. So he's trying to drag all the souls he can to hell with him. So we overcome him by the blood of the Lamb. Jesus already paid the price. And the words of our testimony. Our testimony has power, because when folk hear about what you've been through and how God saved you, and have Jesus that already died and paid the price for even your healing and every sickness and every spiritual infirmity, every weakness that we will have. And that's what that spiritual infirmity is weaknesses, vices that we can't shake. Huh? But Jesus, through Jesus and his Holy Spirit, it gives us the strength to shake them. Because we are a new creation. We are a new creation if you're in Christ. You are a new creation. Huh? You don't want to do them old things no more. You don't want to say them. You don't frequent the places you used to frequent. There's a change. You can't come in contact with Jesus and stay the same. everything changes. And it's a glorious time in the Lord. This is a glorious and marvelous and wonderful and exciting time to be alive right now in the body of Christ as part of the kingdom of God. Because the harvest is white. It's white for reaping. It's harvest time. It's just the laborers are few. So we're praying for that the master will send more laborers in the vineyard. That this word will prick your heart. That you will go out and tell somebody about Jesus. But you must be born again first. You must receive him as your Lord and Savior. So that you can be saved. Because that's Christ didn't come to please himself. No, he came to save us, to lead us to an eternal life, to lead us to a more abundant life. Christ did everything he did was selfless. He hung on that cross for us. He hadn't did nothing wrong. Nothing. But he buried our infirmities, our weaknesses, our sins. Because he was spiritually strong. And that's what we have to reach back and do for our brothers and sisters. Be strong for them. Encourage them. Impart to them. Just like Peter and John at the gate, beautiful. He said that silver and gold have I none. I ain't got no physical stuff to give you, but I got something spiritual to give you, huh? And such as I have, I give you in the name of Jesus Christ. Rise up. I give you Jesus. I offer Jesus to you today. Receive him as your Lord and Savior. He's the only one can save you. The precious gift that God gave the world, Jesus. So be encouraged. Be encouraged. Walk by faith. Reach back. Reach back. Don't just keep it to yourself. This is good news. Tell them about it. They can be saved too. They can be set free and delivered. They don't have to live in bondage. Strengthen them. Encourage them. Reach back. Tell someone about Jesus today. Make it your business to share the gospel with somebody. The death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. What he's already paid the price for. He's already paid. It's a precious gift. It's a precious gift. And we love him. So reach back and grab somebody and lead them to Jesus today. And until next time, just remember, we love you. We're praying for you. And Jesus is the only way. Amen. Amen. We pray that the word of truth has touched your heart and mind today. There may be someone under the sound of my voice that has not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, you know the life I've lived. Forgive me for my sins. I believe you died for my sins and was raised up on the third day. Thank you for saving me. Heaven rejoices over one that comes to repentance and receive Jesus. We encourage you to find a Bible-based church where you can continue to grow in the Word of God. If you would like to sow into this ministry, you can do so by Cash App, and that's $TWOT Ministries. Again, that's $TWOT Ministries, or P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Again, that is P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Until next time, this is Pastor Richard and Lucy Pope. We love you and we're praying for you. Amen. So I trust them at all
times. Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed is the name of the Lord. This is Cynthia West with For Such a Time as This. When I came to live in Port St. Lucie, I felt